You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Into the gym class for a Tuesday here at KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we take it through this 3 o'clock hour. From the Circus Sports Iowa studios on the southwest side, Scott Unash with you, Isaac on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes joining me in just a moment. From his back porch on the southwest side. Got a good show coming up for you. Cal Eldred will join us to talk baseball coming up in just a little bit. Plenty to discuss. We are less than 2 months. Well, now we're, 6 weeks away from the end of the season. Baseball season is flying by, especially when you don't have a horse in the race. Certainly the case. A lot of teams still with a foot in the door as far as postseason is concerned, so we will talk about that and the latest in baseball with Cal coming up in just a little bit. A little bit of an expansion news day today, not really as far as teams moving. Schools moving, et cetera, just kind of trying to figure out where available schools may be moving. We'll get to that. And the question of the day, are you going to shell out some more money? We knew it was coming, and now it may be a reality. We'll get to that in a moment. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Each and every day here in the gym class, learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website, DuPaco.com, celebrating proudly their 75th anniversary in 2023. Coming your way at 1600 AM as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker here in a Tuesday edition of the gym class. On KGYM. You're as close as the text line and the phone line. Love to hear from you. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. That's our phone line as well. 319-366-1600. As Mark joins me on a Tuesday here in Eastern Iowa. How you doing?
Doing great, Scott. Good afternoon to you, Isaac, and everyone out there. And just sitting here thinking while you described the Circus Sports Studio. I'm not back there a whole lot now, but why can't I get my back porch sponsored? The Emo's Hideaway Annex, the May City Bowl Annex. Let's work on that.
That's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. You know some people. Isaac, get our people on it.
I'll tell the ad people. I'll go talk to them.
There you go. Mark's back porch needs to be... needs to have a sponsorship out there. Hey, by the way, I heard you in a very interesting story at the end of Spencer's show about the tennis match that had Cotton Eye Joe go across the PA at the end right there. And you were talking about golf.
I did. I said you have to be really mentally, like, clear. I don't know, or, like, really focused mentally to be able to play that sport. That and tennis, I feel, are the two really... mentally, like, you got to be in the right zone, headspace to play those sports.
Because that has happened to me before.
Really?
In golf.
Cotton Eye Joe?
Not Cotton Eye Joe. By the way, am I the only person in America that does not find that to be a fun song? I'm sorry, America.
It gets old pretty quick, I think. You can listen through it once, and then after that, you're like, okay, that's it. I'll tap out after that.
Text line is going to go after me now because I don't like that song. No, I had in golf, you are so, especially when you're in a tournament setting. I mean, when you're out playing, it's different, but when you're in a tournament, and it's happened to me before, that a loud noise right as I'm coming down to make contact with the ball on my forward swing happened, and it did not have a good result because you are just so into it. Not saying that I'm the world's greatest golfer or anything like that. But when you're in the midst of that swing and something, a noise comes, a loud noise, it affects you. It affects you.
I think that's poor concentration, actually.
This was a sneeze. This was a sneeze.
It ain't quiet at golf courses, but, you know, maybe it's different. in the pro ranks, but you got people raising hell on in a Waste Management Open at Phoenix, and it happens other places. Anymore, the recreational golfer, one or more of the guys has a playlist blaring while we're playing. I had it happen on Saturday, didn't care. And Cotton Eye Joe was not on the playlist.
319-366-1600. And we've talked about this on Caddy Smack before with Brian about, you know, music going on, which is fine. You don't have that in a tournament setting. Tournaments, it's different. And maybe not I should say like an individual stroke play tournament, big tournament, as big as they get around here.
I'd actually rather see PGA players be able to wear shorts after watching the play at Memphis over the weekend, where everybody had peed their pants because it was so hot.
Very true. 3148 asking, did you drop an F-bomb and throw your club like Tiger? No, I did not. I did not. It did not do anything like that. But the shot did not end up very, very well. You are the 2291 says he was the guy playing 80s music for you, Mark. Is this true?
It was a great playlist. You know, I put my mind at ease after some poor golf.
There you go. In a best shot, I'm all for some music. I'm all for some music at times. They don't have music in tournaments. That's just what I'm saying. What else do we have here? 319-366-1600. Now we're I'm not going to go into what that means right there. But thank you for the information. Do appreciate it. 312. We went off the rails somewhere here, Isaac. Where did we jump the rails today? As soon as I said that there should be, you know, when the music with the tennis match, that's where it happened, right?
Yeah, I don't know what you were leading towards there, but yeah, the tennis match.
Because you guys were talking, it was a great story.
That was certainly interesting. Yeah, I don't know how that happens at any sort of tournament where you just kind of have. It's just like one of those random songs I feel like to just play at the wrong time there. So really just weird situation there.
I would imagine somebody had all the PAs are tied into computers and into music lists, et cetera, et cetera. Somebody probably just hit the wrong button, leaned into a button, whatever, and might not be doing what they are doing at the Montreal Tennis Open or wherever that was anymore.
Live golf has all kinds of commotion.
Oh yeah, I watched that Sunday.
Yeah,
that's like that's a circus in the background. 319-366-1600. As we take you through a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, story of the day today, Mark, dealing with a subject that we've talked about in the past when the media rights deal came down for the Big Ten Conference and other conferences, but I think especially as far as the Big Ten is concerned, we knew we were going to have games on digital platforms, on different non-network platforms. We now may have that reality come down for the Iowa football team, as Brett McMurphy and others reporting today. More games being assigned, and that includes a pair of Iowa football games on Saturday, September the 30th at Kinnick Stadium against Michigan State, and then the game at Wrigley Field on Saturday, November the 4th, Iowa taking on the Northwestern Wildcats in a pseudo home game for Northwestern. Both of those games, as of the moment, Mark, and this can change, of course, but those games, as of the moment, are slated to be on Peacock. You knew it was coming, and here it is.
Well, I've been a non-streaming guy for a few years here, but thinking to myself today after reading this story, if I'm on the radio talking about college football, and particularly Iowa and Iowa State football, and, you know, I'm not a beat guy per se. There's only a handful of them. But I do talk about it. I need to watch the game and get observations and get opinions to be halfway relevant come Monday morning. So I looked up on my cable provider what it's going to set me back for these two games if they remain on Peacock. One in September, one in November, so I'm going to have to get a three-month subscription. It's $3 a month. $3 a month. Most people waste more than $10 in a given day. Spill it, waste it, whatever it may be. But there are options, and we give them to you and ask you at KGYMradio.com, our poll question today. How will you watch Iowa games that are being streamed? We give you four choices. Get the app. Use a friend's account. I'm not going to be that cheap. Head to a bar or find a stream online. Thanks to Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City, Steve Anderson and his team presenting the poll question today and every day. How about you, Scott?
I'm going to watch it. If I'm not in Iowa City on, what is it, September 30th for the game against Michigan State, I'll figure out a way to find it. No, I am not borrowing somebody's password. Usually you can only have one other person or two at the most. Is that right, Isaac?
Depends on the company. Some of them are cracking down and harder on it than others.
I know that racing sites, Flow Racing and others, you cannot share. They've cracked down on that. So probably going to be the same as far as Peacock is concerned. Going to get it done. I'm with you. There's an awful lot of waste out there, and I can waste $3 along with you to try and come up with a way to watch it as far as the streaming is concerned. The September 30th game, I'm a little confident that that game could be moved off of Peacock, depending on how Michigan State opens the season. Iowa has Penn State the week before at Happy Valley. We're going to know by the week before. If Iowa beats Iowa State, I think there's a chance that that game gets moved off of Peacock. Get ready for November 4th to be on Peacock, because I don't see any... Listen, I know reading Twitter today, reading other social media networks, everyone's it's at Wrigley Field. We got to have this on regular television. Northwestern could be 0-8 or 0-9 at that point, and I guarantee you TV executives do not care that this game is going to be at Wrigley Field. It's going to be Iowa taking on a really awful Northwestern team. And that is going to put it on the streaming platform and more than likely stay on Peacock. Your thoughts, 319-366-1600.
No, I agree with you on the two scenarios. 7508 on the text line. When you figure it out, Dukes, text me.
No,
if I got
sharing.
Your number, I'll be glad to. If I can figure it out, anybody can.
Oh, man. How about we just don't watch the game until they stop putting the stuff on impossible things to get to and have to pay for every one of them, says 1960. Well, that is a beautiful thought, 1960. But, and I'm, hey, there's a good percentage of me that is right there with you, but I'm of the realization that we are going to enter an age where we're going to have to, I think somewhere down the line, Mark, we're going to have an a la carte option where you basically pick your games. And if you want to watch said game, Iowa, Michigan State, Iowa State, Kansas, whomever, you're going to have to pay for it. I see that scenario coming down the line. Streaming is not going anywhere. And there are going to be more and more games, whether you like it or not, that are going to be on the streaming platform.
I don't think there's any question. And another option is go out and throw down a couple $300 on a smart TV, get YouTube, get Hulu, whatever options are out there. I'm not quite ready to jump through those hoops.
Yeah. Justin says, as soon as I bring it up here, there it is. What about just straight up pay-per-view like fight nights are concerned? And I think that is what's coming up. I think that's what's happening. Okay, we're going to drop $3.99 for, to watch Washington Rutgers if you're into Big Ten football down the line. I chose that game on purpose. Washington Rutgers 3 years down the line. We're all waiting for that. And, yeah, you're just going to have to drop some money. 8186 says, if you have elderly parents or grandparents, get on this now before you get the phone call.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
True. Very true. So are you going to watch the game? Are you paying the extra? What say you? Go to our website at kgymradio.com and vote in our poll. Thanks to Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They do a terrific job helping us out here on KGYM. And I think there are going to be a lot of people that are going to be jumping on the Peacock wagon, either in late September or early November, one or the other, especially if things are going well for the Iowa football team.
And I'm texting you 7508. I promise.
Matt in Fairfax, the bad thing with this is, yeah, it's only three. But when you got to eventually do it with five different platforms and add that to the NFL doing it, it gets ridiculous. I would agree. But I think we have very little choice coming down the line. You pay for soccer. Isaac.
Yeah, you got to be. I already have to have Peacock, Paramount Plus, and ESPN Plus for all the soccer leagues that I want to watch. And so it's confusing, a little bit frustrating at times trying to figure out what league is streaming on what platform. But it's just kind of how it is now. I do think eventually. They call it the streaming wars for a reason, and eventually some of them are going to win, and some of them are going to lose.
Yeah, there's so many out there.
Some of them are going to fail. So I think eventually it's going to become less confusing, but right now it is very – it's just all over the place a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Tony and Anamosa on the text line, or just go to your local establishments and watch the game there while helping to keep our favorite places open. I don't know for sure, but when I was back in that business, you'd get DirecTV for all the games. Bars and restaurants had to pay a premium.
Yes, they do, and still do.
Yeah, so I don't know how much of an investment that would be for your favorite bar or restaurant. I'm sure they can afford it most times with the business that is returned, but... that is an option. It's an option in our poll question today.
3439 says, I'm 75 and I'll watch it like I always do, listening to Dolph. All right. That's another way to go about it. Absolutely. Our friend Gary Dolphin. We'll talk with him sometime soon here as we get into the football season right there. And 96.63, I don't understand. Can you get it on DirecTV or the Dish Network? You have to go somewhere else. It's got to be an add-on, that's for sure. They're just not giving it to you. Trust me on that one.
Hence my research earlier today on a certain cable provider, one of two you just mentioned, Justin. It's $3 a month.
To start. 324 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. As we found out today and been discussing the fact that Iowa football, welcome to the streaming age, as two Iowa games this year, slated as of now to be on Peacock. Again, that's September 24th, the home game against Michigan State, and the road, I guess, pseudo-road game, although there are going to be plenty of Iowa folks clad in black and gold at Wrigley Field on Saturday, November the 4th, when Iowa takes on the Northwestern Wildcats. And what could be a very interesting. I don't know what Northwestern is going to look like on November the 4th. Who knows? Do you ever envision a time to pay to have to listen to a game? I hope not. 71-48. I don't think so, but you never say never in this day and age. Hey, before we get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update here, just the latest as far as conference possibility, conference expansion. Today, nothing new as far as official schools leaving, but we did learn today that the Pac-4, the remaining four, Mark, Cal, Stanford, Washington State, and Oregon State, are facing monetarily a very bleak future ahead of them. No matter where they land, they are going to be not earning as much money, certainly as they have had in the Pac-12, and they were facing two of those schools anyway. Washington State and Oregon State already had some budget concerns. Now they have big-time budget concerns. There's still talk about those schools going to the Mountain West or the AAC, not the Atlantic Coast Conference, but the American Athletic Conference. There's also talk that Stanford could, in football anyway, remain an independent. I think if Stanford goes independent, I think you're going to see Cal go independent as well. Did not know this, but doing research today, Mark, Stanford Athletics, they belong to five different conferences, believe it or not.
They do, and they derive some money from each of those, certainly not in the $30, $40 million range that a conference affiliation with the Big Ten, for example, would yield. But, yeah, these four schools, Stanford positioned a little bit better, but Washington State was already facing an $11.5 million deficit. And Washington State had just made improvements at its stadium. I imagine Oregon State is not too far behind. But you're talking about, you know, you move to the Mountain West, which I don't think is going to happen. You're only going to get $5, $10 million. I mean, that's a relative drop in the bucket these days, compared to moving to the Big Ten, the Big 12, what have you. So,
right now, the Mountain West schools get around $4 million a year in their media rights, and they have 3 years left on their deal. Think about that. Yes, $4 million is a lot of money, but $4 million is walking around money right now in Power 5 lingo. The AAC gives their schools $7 million, and they've got 10 years to go on their deal that they have, mainly with ESPN. So, yeah, the numbers are not working out. Their NIL situation better come up with beer and many other things in Pullman and in Corvallis at this point. By the way, happy onto the beer bandwagon for the Indiana Hoosiers. They unveiled their beer today that they are coming out with. Everyone's got beer and alcohol coming down the line at their stadiums, Mark.
They do, and it's not surprising in the least, but I was just thinking here, what benefit would there be in Stanford and or Cal to go independent? You're not going to negotiate a TV deal like Notre Dame has. I don't know what benefit that would have.
Very little. They'd be more of a BYU independent than they would be a Notre Dame independent. And that's why I think one of the reasons why BYU is now a proud member of the Big 12. Coming up on 3:30, we're going to talk to Cal Eldred here in just a few minutes. But first, an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. Speaking of Iowa Hawkeye news, we got some of that with Mark here in just a moment. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway at First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Online at emilshideaway.com. They're open at 4 o'clock. And you can eat local and try their burgers and fries that are made fresh daily. And wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar and bring the whole family for friendly service in their dining area at Emil's Hideaway. What do we have today?
John Rothstein of CBS Sports reporting that the Iowa men's basketball team will face Oklahoma in an invitational, a brand new one, in San Diego in the early season this coming year. The other game is Southern California against Seton Hall, a pretty good tournament. The Colts, Indianapolis Colts, have named Anthony Richardson its starting quarterback for game one of the NFL season. The Jets signed former Viking running back Dalvin Cook to a deal, and immediately former Iowa State running back Breece Hall returned to practice. He has been recovering from an ACL injury and apparently has been looking very, very good. In baseball, Royce Lewis has been recalled by the Minnesota Twins. He will bat third and play third base tonight against the Tigers. Other Midwest games in the major leagues tonight, the Sox are at the Cubs. Oakland visits St. Louis. Seattle at Kansas City, and Milwaukee on the coast against the Dodgers.
Kyle Hendricks throws a shutout tonight. White Sox can't hit him with a boat oar.
He's won four games.
And one against the White Sox. Soft tossing guys, the White Sox. White Sox stink anyway. Can't hit guys that throw in the 70s and the 80s. And it won't happen tonight. Trust me on that one. 3:32. We're going to take a break, come back, and Cal Eldred will join us. We'll talk more Major League Baseball with Cal, and we'll do it after this here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kobelman with your weather first forecast, and we're going to have plenty of sunshine today. Temperatures will be climbing into the mid to upper 70s, and the humidity stays nice and low. As we head into tonight, we'll have clear skies and drop down into the mid 50s. Tomorrow is going to be sunny and a little warmer, a little more humid. We'll then have a cold front that moves in overnight, and that brings in a chance for a shower and mostly just some clouds and a breeze. Temperatures and humidity come back down a bit Thursday, and then we start to warm up over the weekend. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Get ready for Oktoberfest in Uptown Marion September 16th. Sample tasty suds from 30 Iowa breweries. Enjoy live music and games. Your general admission ticket includes access to breweries and a commemorative tasting glass. There's also a VIP option that gets you in an hour early with exclusive samples and swag. Raise your glass at Oktoberfest September 16th along 7th Avenue in Uptown Marion. Presented by Sheets Forest Draper Insurance and the Marion Chamber of Commerce. Get your tickets now at eventbrite.com. Must be 21 or older.
For a beautiful look that protects and stays clean, choose Dutch Boy Paint from Menards, now all 11% off. Choose quality products that meet your needs and offer advanced adhesion and one-coat coverage in the award-winning Dutch Boy Twist and Pour containers. Get 11% off everything, including the full line of Dutch Boy paints, now at Menards. Good through August 20th, savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The biggest pro football contests in Vegas are back and bigger than ever with $14 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. Enter in Nevada, play from anywhere, two ways to win and no rake. Play Circa Million, make five picks against the spread each week with quarterly and full season payouts, or join Circa Survivor. Select one team each week straight up. Last the longest to win it all. $14 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details. Circus Sports Iowa encourages you to gamble responsibly. Problems with gambling? Call or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Advanced Electrical Services is looking for an experience-based journeyman and electrician helpers. This is an excellent chance to start your career or take it up a notch. You'll work full-time, year-round. Come use your skills to do high-quality work for this local, family-owned company with a positive culture and top reputation in the community. Visit AdvancedElectrical.com to see what they're about. Then call to set up a time to apply in person. Advanced Electrical Services in Iowa City is an equal opportunity employer. Women and minorities are encouraged to apply.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Welcome back to the Gym Class, presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. 3:35 on a Tuesday edition of the show, and a very nice mid-August day here in eastern Iowa. 319-366-1600 is the text line. That is the phone line as well. If you have a question for our next guest, go ahead and get it to us on the text line. I know a lot of people like to throw some questions Cal's way. Cal Eldred, the former major leaguer, coach and player, joining us here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. We're down to about 6 weeks of the regular season in Major League Baseball remaining. And a lot of teams still in it, Cal. There are only a few that have been eliminated, which makes it fun, right?
It does make it fun. And actually, unfortunately, as a player and even as a coach, I spent too many years being one of those teams that were eliminated at this time. So you use that as a motivating factor to get you to the ballpark, to get better, and to try to cause and wreak a little havoc with those teams that are still trying to win a division or make it to the playoffs.
Kind of leads to my first question, Cal, and that has to do with strength of schedule with fewer than 50 games remaining. The Cubs and the Twins both play the rest of their games against largely under 500 teams. But I know as a Twins fan, it doesn't always work out that way. As a manager or coach, do you have to spend any time at all with the players and warn them not to think ahead and think this is an automatic win?
You know, Mark, is a great question because that's kind of the thing that I've been honing in on a little bit as I watch games, as I watch teams, as I look at, you know, if someone's going to come up and ask us right now, any of us three, who's going to win that division, that's probably the first thing I go to. And, you know, you mentioned one team, the Cubs. I think the Cubs have the best schedule of Milwaukee, Cincinnati, and themselves. I think they've got a great chance. But when you are Minnesota and you are Chicago, and Chicago's not in first place, but they have teams that are going to play that they should beat. And so I think as much as the manager, I haven't seen too many managers have team meetings, but the staff, when the hitting coaches are in the batting cage with the hitters, when the pitching coach and the bullpen coaches are in the bullpen and throwing bullpens, and those little meetings with your players, the time that you spend standing out while guys are shagging during batting practice, that's the time when these conversations come up. It's, hey, fellas, we have to take care of our business. We have to play better baseball. We've got to keep getting better, and it doesn't matter who we're playing. So you're right, Mark. It's something that you have to stay on top of as a manager and as coaches on the staff.
One of the teams that is still with their foot in the door, but it is barely right now, and this is not what they're used to. The New York Yankees, now last place in the American East. They are one game over 500. Not been playing particularly good baseball as of late. If this thing doesn't turn around, I don't know anyone who is safe in the Yankee organization, right?
I agree, and you look at the overall numbers too, Scott. Their run differential is probably one of the first times it's ever happened for the Yankees that they're actually in the negative. Not much, -7, but you really look at the way they've played. They haven't been consistent. They just have not been consistent. I'll say that. But when you look at the Yankees lineup, there are a lot of new names in that lineup. They've used some younger players. They've had injuries. You take Rizzo out of the lineup with a concussion, you know, situation. You look at these different things, and you lose Stanton, you lose Judge. They've lost these guys for a large period of time. Their starting pitching isn't their rotation's kind of in shambles also. So, you know, they've had a lot of things go on. So in this division, I think the thing to remember, I don't know if the Yankee ownership will remember this or not, but that's one tough division. There are some really good teams in that division. And Boston had been kind of lax for a while. They've been playing much better of late. So it's just a tough division to be in at this moment.
Cal, I want to play a real quick version of buy, sell, or hold. If you agree with the statement, say buy. If you disagree, say sell. If you want to reserve judgment, say hold. Okay?
Okay. All right.
First question. Adam Wainwright is two wins away from his 200th Major League victory. He's 41 and got shelled his last time out. Will he get 200 this year?
I'll buy that. I think I do. I think that the only thing I'm questioning, and I've hesitated to make a phone call because I don't want the answer. It's his health. That's the biggest question.
Number two, Joe Mauer will be a first ballot Hall of Famer next year.
Ooh, I'd probably buy that one too. He's been the face of that franchise for a long time and has done some incredible things, and he's liked by so many people. So I would say I'm buying that.
I think it's on the borderline. Adrian Beltre is going to be tough too. So
it is. You're right.
Lastly, the Chicago Cubs won't make the playoffs.
Well, I guess I kind of tipped my hand to that. I think they're going to make the playoffs. I think Stroman needs to be healthy to help him do that. But I like their schedule, guys. I just do. The tough thing is that you look at Milwaukee, and if Milwaukee can get through the Dodgers and Texas coming up here, that's going to mean a lot to them. But the Cubs are only one game back in the wild card, and Cincinnati's in that same spot. I think they make the playoffs.
Well, the Reds have been scuffling as of late, and scuffling since I think baseball this year, if you want me to just to destroy your team's confidence and your team, just tell me to say something nice about them. The San Diego Padres, I don't think they've won a game since I said I like the Padres and watch them come on at the end of the year. But Philadelphia, it's going to come down to Philadelphia, Miami, and the Cubs, maybe the Reds, although they're not playing good baseball right now. Giants are still there. Giants are still there, but Arizona is tumbling, and San Diego is just in a free fall.
Well, I agree with all that. I think Philadelphia's been there, done that. Miami's trying to do it, and Miami scuffled horribly out of the break, and so they've played better as of late. The thing about Miami is they play close games. They have their bullpen has to hold a lead, but they've also come back and won a lot of games. So their offense has been just enough, and their additions have helped. So it's something that each one of these teams have those little keys. But Cincinnati's been struggling, and Cincinnati, you know, they end this month with a West Coast trip at the Angels, at the Diamondbacks, and as you mentioned, They're also at San Francisco, so they've got a tough road ahead of them.
Cal, I've been paying closer and closer attention to Matt Olson of the Braves. I don't know where I've been, but leading the league in home run, RBI, slugging percentage, maybe most impressively, he's played in every game. And yet I don't know if he's the MVP of his own team or league.
Yeah, he has been, when I've watched him play, and when you watch him as a coach trying to figure out how we're going to get this guy out, so many pitchers are fooled by his stance. And the reason what I'm saying is he kind of looks like he's standing open. His hands are out away from his body. And so you think you can pitch him in. And he covered, but yet he – and you think you can get there, but he pulls those hands in as good as anybody, and he doesn't swing at balls. That's probably the biggest thing about him, and very rarely does he miss a bad mistake. He'll miss a mistake on occasion, but he'll also take what you give him, and there's a lot of thump in that bat. It's just kind of interesting to me that Atlanta went and got him. He's a hometown kid. That's his area. You got to give their organization a lot of credit. Obviously, they had the money and the trade to do that by not signing Freddie Freeman back. But This guy's the real deal. Plus, when you watch him play defense, he's a very good defensive player. He cleans up some errors at first base when it comes to errant throws. But he also has – he reminds me of his motor runs a lot like John Olerud. For any of those people that are, can remember John. John, obviously, with Seattle for a while, but came up with Toronto, and just it's just an easy pace. He stays at the same pace, and nothing really gets him rattled.
Yeah.
Is he the MVP, or is it Acuna?
Man, that's tough. I don't know. I mean, it's going to come down to, you know, who you know, ends up with. Does he lead the league in home runs? Is he going to lead the league in RBIs? You know, what's that going to be? That it depends on what numbers are most exciting to the voter.
Cal Eldred joining us here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class at 3:46 here in KGYM. It was not that long ago. It really wasn't. And the LA Dodgers were in third place maybe 2 months ago. They now have a 9-game lead and are 71-46. By the way, this is where I insert the latest Lance Lynn update. 3-0 with an ERA of 2, by the way, if you're playing the home game. And another start against the Brewers this week. I guess the Dodgers borrowed a Aaron Rodgers relax statement, right?
I'll tell you, you know, and if you want relax, you spend a lot of time around Lance Lynn. Actually, he's pretty relaxed, except for the days that he's pitching when he's on the mound. He may look relaxed, but he's pretty intense. You know, I wasn't going to mention it, Scott. I was going to leave his name up to you. But he has, you know, the moves that they've made have really helped their club. But you also look at what Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman are doing. And offensively, with those guys in the lineup, they have a chance to win every night. But the pitching has really helped them. They could have gone and tried to get Scherzer. Maybe they tried to do that. I don't know. They could have tried to get Verlander. I'm not sure how close they got to doing that. But yet, they got what they figured they needed. The other thing is this division, San Francisco had been playing pretty good. And San Diego, since Scott, you mentioned how well they played, you took care of them. But I'm going to tell you, in Arizona, I just didn't see Arizona quite playing this bad, but they just don't have the depth.
No. Freddie Freeman has 16 stolen bases, by the way.
Hey, he's one of those guys. He was always one of those guys that was always, hey, if you don't tell your catchers, if you don't tell your middle infielders, you have to remind them all the time. He's a big guy. He doesn't look like he can run that fast, but he's a really good base runner, especially people just fall asleep on him.
Cal, the American Legion World Series Championship is tonight. You can view it on ESPNU. And granted, it's a different day and time for American Legion baseball. Curious what that program meant to you in your baseball career.
You know what, Mark? I'm glad you asked me that question, because that program meant as much to me as a young man who had aspirations of playing the game of baseball beyond high school, beyond Legion ball, beyond college, and tried hoping to get to the highest level. We all knew that that was possible because we saw players that had done that, a Bruce Kim, a Mike Boddicker. But that program meant as much, and you can ask many people, many of the guys that I played with, that I played against with the guys on the blue team, but that meant as much to those guys who didn't get a chance to go on and play because of the things that we learned and the man like a Kenny Sharper and a Jim Vanscoy who coached us. And I had my great uncle Mel Wessel. I know you guys know who that is.
He
was very involved in the Legion program. There were a lot of people that invested in young men, not just about playing the game of baseball, but how they conducted themselves as human beings. So that program was outstanding for the development of me as a player, me as a young man, and many of the other guys that I got a chance to play with.
Hey, quick story there, Cal. went to a Colonel's Hot Stove banquet when Paul Molitor was the manager of the Twins, and visiting with him ahead of time, one of the first things he said was, "Where's Boddicker?" Where's Boddicker? He had a tough time hitting against Mike Boddicker.
Yeah, they got into a pitching duel. I remember that. I've heard that more than once. And you talk about two guys that were super competitive and extremely talented. Those two guys were it right there.
Well, Boddicker, they just had the get-together, the reunion, 40th year. Hard to believe, by the way, of the 83 Orioles, who broke my heart, by the way, with Mike Boddicker getting the doing a big part in breaking my heart. It was a tough one there because I, Mike being a local guy, obviously, going against my team. But, hey, there you go, and did a fantastic job. Got some, as we mentioned, some great races going on right now. We should give a little bit of a nod to Lorenzen, who threw a no-hitter for the Philadelphia Phillies in his first go-around with Philadelphia after being traded from Detroit. So you got to think that's been a good trade so far. The Angels kept Shohei Ohtani, and as of right now anyway, and some of the other moves that they made have not turned out as well. The Angels are kind of sinking a little bit. Houston and Texas are right there neck and neck as far as the American League West is concerned.
Yeah, I think you look at, and you got to give Houston credit because they started the year without Altuve. They've had injuries to just about every one of their position players. They've lost some starting pitching. They've gained some starting pitching. Obviously, going out and getting Verlander is something they needed to do to hang in there. And they don't have, their schedule isn't the easiest one moving forward either. So in Texas, though, they just kept on scoring runs. They just their offense is amazing. But the good thing for Houston is they still in this schedule, they still play 12 games that involve Kansas City, Oakland, and Detroit. And it's like you said earlier, Mark, they've got to take care of business in those games. They take care of business in those games, and they'll keep that wild card spot at a minimum.
Very good. All right. Well, next time we get together, it'll be almost the end of August. We'll have about a month to go in the season. I think we'll have a few more questions answered when we get together in a couple of weeks.
No question. And, it is cool. I need to reference that too. Lorenzen throwing a no-hitter. It's so hard to do. I know Brady Singer came close last night. It's so hard to do, but that guy's, I've been impressed with how much he's improved and how much better he's gotten, but keep watching the baseball. There's a lot of, like you said, Scott, at the top, there's a lot of really good games ahead.
Yeah.
I regret not sending you a screenshot of the AL Central standings, Cal.
No doubt.
All right, Cal, take care, man, and we'll talk soon.
You bet.
Cal Edward joins us here on the Gym Class every other Tuesday to talk baseball with us, and we'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Mess Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Mess Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Back with you in the Circa Sports Iowa studios as we come up on 3:55. Our thanks to Cal Eldred for joining us here And if you missed, Cal, any part of that, you can go back and listen to our podcast at KGYMRadio.com. It's available in one of the drop-down tabs. Just go to our show. You can also listen to Spencer on Sports or the Todd Brommelkamp Show. Any of those at your leisure. You can also go to Apple or Spotify. One more time before we depart here, Mark, with our poll question at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Deals with the news coming out earlier on today. Brett McMurphy, among others, had this. As of right now, it appears that Iowa may have two games on Peacock. The streaming service Peacock coming up, the Michigan State game at home late September, and the game at Wrigley Field against Northwestern.
How will you watch Iowa games that are being streamed? Will you find a stream, use a friend's account, get the app, or head to a bar?
All fine. All fine choices. Or you can just say, I think a fifth choice would be, like we had one of our texters let us know about, listen on the old radio. That could be a fifth choice out there. There's no wrong answer here. We knew it was coming. It is here, and it is a reality. And there are going to be more basketball games, certainly, than football games coming down the line that are going to be on a streaming platform, especially when you get to the non-conference games with the Big Ten. So go ahead and vote at KGYMRadio.com, and we'll see how those results come down the line. And tomorrow, Chris Liss will join us from Real Man Sports. A lot of fantasy football questions I foresee tomorrow as we have the first week of the preseason in our behind us now in the rearview mirror. A lot of drafts coming up in the next couple of weeks and a few injuries. A few people, like you mentioned, Anthony Richardson, they have been named starting quarterbacks, et cetera, et cetera. Looks like Brock Purdy's going to be the starter in San Francisco. If you have a question, get it ready to go for Chris, and he will be on with us coming up tomorrow here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Looking forward to that. And if you have a fantasy baseball question, you can throw that as well. We're kind of in the spot of the season and in the calendar where it's football taking over for baseball, I believe. And that's not a bad thing. Not a bad thing, especially if your team is way out of it. Guys, we will talk tomorrow. Have a great night, and we will reconvene tomorrow at 3.
Will do. Talk to you then.
You've been listening to the Gym Class right here at KGYM.
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Keenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza. He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds